Now, last night, so much happened at Parliament. They were at it long into the night, but the government, it's been accused by Lady Sylvia Herman of being disrespectful to victims of institutional abuse. And the reason for this was 90 minutes had been set aside for issues around this topic, but it never came to pass. It was shelved in the end. I want to speak to Margaret McGookian from Savia, one of the victims groups. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. When's it going to end?
That was exactly what I was going to ask you. When is it going to end? How much of a setback is this to you and your group that they couldn't find time in Parliament this side of the Queen's speech to actually discuss the issue?
Well, it goes to show how much they really care. You know, we have been used as a political football. We're still being used, you know, even though they have said that they're going to move on this legislation. And I still do feel that Julian Smith, with the greatest respect, could have given more time after his promises to us a few weeks ago. I'm waiting on a call now from Julian Smith. But in saying that, Frank, I do believe that he, out of all of the Secretary of States for Northern Ireland, he is genuine. Now, and I can't say that, although they just overlooked us yet again in Westminster, but you can see what goes on over there, and it's all about power and pushing ones forward, but we were rejected and put on the long finger once again. But I believe that Julian Smith will push this forward at the time of the Queen's speech, which I'd stated to the Irish News about just last week. So I will be speaking to him shortly, and I'm going to pursue that Julian Smith now, because of what happened yesterday, pursues the issue of an interim payment, which was carried out in Scotland. And I know we've met with the Scottish officials here in Northern Ireland just 2 weeks ago. And that's the least that he could do to set that up for all of these people, because they're broken once again. You can see the commentary on our Facebook page and on Twitter. You know, people are very, very angry. You know, it's one thing after another, as you know, Frank. So that's what I'm going to ask Julian Smith when he rings me shortly. That's the least that they could do now.
Okay, and how would that interim payment? How would that interim payment? How would that interim payment work? Would that be something coming almost immediately, or would that be something coming after the Queen's speech at a time that wouldn't be dated at this point in time? When you say the interim, what do you mean by the interim to get money similar to Scotland?
Yes, it's a £10,000 amount, which has been discussed and looked at. And it's been even put in as an amendment to the legislation. So it's ready to go, and that's the least that they could do.
But when would you expect to get it? You'd be saying to Julian Smith, we believe we should be getting this money, but when?
I would say, Frank, that can be done within a couple of months. Within a few months, because I know they've been looking at it and they've drawn out documents on it. And I think there's an urgency now that they can go ahead with that. I know at the Queen's speech, that will still take time for the redress scheme proper. But in the interim, they could be releasing that money, and that can be done within a couple of months.
Okay.
And that's something that needs to be done. In light of this, another knockback, you know, and it's just too much for our people. So as a gesture of goodwill, that's what Julian Smith needs to be doing now.
Okay. Margaret, thank you. Steve Aiken, very much batting with you on this from the Ulster Unionist Party. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Do you feel they were insulted last night?
Yes, I do, very clearly. Listen, I was at the British Irish Association in Cambridge at the weekend, and I heard Julian Smith speak eloquently, and he made a speech, and he said he was going to push HIA on, and he was going to see that it was done very quickly. I listened with incredulity when I was listening to that, and I heard the government business managers when they said, no, it would not be moved. And bearing in mind, Julian Smith was the chief whip. How he allowed this to happen, I have no idea. Well, actually, I do have an idea. It's because of all the people to do with abuse and all the rest of it, they're all being used as a political football. And, you know, I echo exactly what Liddy Sylvia said last night. It is absolutely disgusting. And Julian Smith should be hanging his head in shame, as should the rest of the government. And just to talk about the interim payment, I hear the question about whether the interim payment should be made and when it's going to be made. It should have been made years ago. Sir Tony Hart made his recommendations. We have all known, all the political parties behind the scenes have been saying, get on with it. Get the interim payment made. We shouldn't be any different from anywhere else in the United Kingdom. We shouldn't have been any different from where we are in Scotland. And that should have been pushed through. I am absolutely furious. And it just shows to me that this government has no interest whatsoever in victims or hardly anybody else. And Julian Smith has some very serious questions to answer.
Okay, Steve Aiken, thank you very much indeed. Steve Aiken from the Ulster Unionist Party, Margaret McGuckie from Savia. We're going towards the news at 10 o'clock now. If you're just joining us, good morning.